Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning from a sunny Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England. I want to just talk today, you know, we bless God for this fresh new day, but I want to talk about the election. Now, we've seen the first posturings, etc. Now, I've got to look at it this way. How I'm going to vote is how I believe the church is going to be affected. In these times of apostasy, counter-reformation and absolute and utter ecumenical vomit, we have to consider these things. Now, I know that Labour, even though Gordon Brown comes from a, you know, a so-called Scotch church background, he's apostate, possibly involved in various societies, etc., which are counterproductive to Christianity. And communism, socialism, Labour Party, communism, anti-Christian. Number one, liberals, they'd ordinate apples or badgers, you know, as bishops. And, you know, they permit some of the most hideous blasphemies, you know, in churches, the liberals. So that's them out the way. So I have to look to the Tories. Now, I know Cameron, David Cameron, has really... He's been mentioning the family and marriage. And if you look, the liberals laughed at him. Labour laughed at him, but Cameron wanted to bring back family values. And you see, the biblical God that we serve is a family God. He loves family, and he wants to support family. And I just believe that we have to look at it this way. So my vote will be for Conservative. I do believe that David Cameron is, you know, obviously they do have paymasters, but don't they all? I mean, it's pointless them all saying. You know, it's pointless them all saying, oh, he's got this paymaster, this tax off. We can't do nothing about it. Do you know, and the people have lost their power. I mean, we can vote, but I do believe that, you know, this left-right paradigm, I don't believe it's a real genuine one. I believe that, you know, things are already worked out. However, in the Bible, we are commanded to pray for our leaders, you know, and... The word government, if you look to God, God, because he's sovereign, has good government. And we need to pray in to those who are in power. We need to pray into those who are in power and the decisions they make, that they make decisions that are based on the scriptures and for the good of man, do you know, in sight of God, etc. So today, I'm going to start to... speak what I believe, and I believe that the Conservatives are the best. We cannot allow Brown and the people to come back in. I mean, I've nothing against him as a man, but as policy, I mean, he's arrogant. The only good one I think is Ed Balls. Ed Balls seems a genuine guy to me, anyway. But the Tories, they've got dynamic fire in them, and I believe they've got a good scriptural identity there. And so my vote's for the Tories. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England, considering big things. Ooh, government. Ooh, politics.